This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The U.S. House of Representatives has started debating impeachment of U.S. President Donald Trump for a second time. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Resolved that Donald John Trump, President of the United States, is impeached for high crimes and misdemeanors.
For the second time in 13 months, House Democrats are arguing for President Trump's removal, with Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying he incited an armed rebellion at the Capitol.
He is a clear and present danger to the nation.
Republicans like Jim Jordan argue this is simply Democrats continuing an obsession with canceling the president.
We should be focused on bringing the nation together. Instead, Democrats are going to impeach the president for a second time, one week before he leaves office.
It's unclear how impeachment may move in the Senate. A GOP strategist says Republican leader Mitch McConnell believes the president did commit impeachable offenses and told donors this weekend he's through with the president. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A Jordanian court handed out heavy prison terms Wednesday to 11 people convicted of joining the Islamic State group and of planning attacks against churches and security personnel in the kingdom. Three of the defendants were sentenced in absentia after traveling to Afghanistan in 2019 to join the group in its fight against U.S. forces and the Taliban. They had stayed in touch with the other eight who had been arrested ahead of planned attacks in Jordan under the banner of IS. The eight defendants present in court Wednesday were sentenced to between 5 and 15 years, while those who were in Afghanistan were handed terms of 9 years. France said Wednesday it had brought home 7 children of French jihadists from northeast Syria, continuing a repatriation process. This is VOA News. Miguito Vilela, the Brazilian politician elected mayor of the city of Guayana while in a coma due to COVID-19, has died from complications of the disease. It was announced on his personal Instagram account Wednesday. Local media said he was 71. Vilela's surprise election from his hospital bed made international headlines. It was a vivid example of the reach of the coronavirus pandemic in Brazil, which has the world's worst COVID-19 death toll outside of the United States. Scotland will tighten its lockdown measures to restrict non-essential retailers from offering click-and-collect services and limit how takeaway food and drink can be sold starting Saturday, First Minister Nicola Sturgeon said. A national lockdown was announced for mainland Scotland January 4th, shortly before UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced similar measures for England. Sturgeon said a rapid increase of cases caused by a new variant of the coronavirus appeared to be slowing down, but said it was not an indication that it was safe to ease lockdown. Meanwhile, France's government scientific advisor has expressed strong concerns over the variant of the virus that is circulating widely in Britain and is now spreading in France. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The president of France's scientific council has referred to a study based on 100,000 positive tests that shows that 1% of the people were infected with the highly contagious new variant. He says the aim is to try to slow its growth, and France is now engaged in a speedy race to vaccinate the most vulnerable people. Authorities say almost 190,000 people have been injected with the vaccine so far, as France prioritizes those living in nursing homes and healthcare workers. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Britain must secure the smoothest possible access to European markets for its seafood supplies due to their perishable nature, Cabinet Office Minister Michael Gove said Wednesday. European customers have started rejecting Scottish seafood after post-Brexit bureaucracy added days to their delivery times, causing angst among fishermen who now cannot sell their goods into the bloc. Indian farmers burned copies of the government's new agricultural laws Wednesday, pressing on with their protest against the reforms despite a decision by the Supreme Court to postpone implementation while their grievances are heard. Tens of thousands of farmers have been camped on the outskirts of the capital, New Delhi, for almost 2 months, protesting against what they say are laws designed to benefit large private buyers at the expense of growers. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.